This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. When I took woodshop in high school a long, long time ago, the project was a step stool. Not very exciting. So to get high school students more excited about woodworking and to get them more active, an industrial arts teacher and a gym teacher got together and came up with a new kind of class. Kids can make their own longboard skateboard, a surfboard, snowboard, or skis. The class at Forest Hills Eastern High School in Grand Rapids is called Gone Boarding. Joining us now is the shop teacher, Bruce McCartney, and gym teacher Bill Curtis, who came up with this idea. So how'd you guys arrive at this?
First up, we're doing the same projects like step stools and cutting boards, and my students just weren't buying into it. So a long time ago, I kind of asked them, what do you want to do? And they came back with skateboards. After a few failed attempts, we found success, and then that went on to longboards. The class enthusiasm just started to climb dramatically.
And I take it this idea that having something you can actually get physically active with in a generation that is better known for sitting around with video games is a big plus.
Absolutely. Bruce and I kind of put our heads together. As the physical education teacher, my goal is to get kids moving, get them active, not just while they're here in the high school, but we really try to build lifelong activity in them. So, kind of the same evolution happened from the phys ed standpoint. What are some activities that kids enjoy doing? And really, for me, it kind of started with snowboarding, because I think we have way too many young people who don't get out during the wintertime. It's an excuse for them to stay inside, play video games, sit on the couch. And for me, snowboarding is a way to promote activity. I love being outside in the winter now because of snowboarding.
You can't have a product without testing it out. Do you guys give them credit of any kind for making sure their project works?
Well, I think that's one of the things that the class may evolve into. Right now, we spend roughly half of the time out either in the water or on the slopes, actually snowboarding, surfing, stand-up paddleboarding, longboarding, and then the other half of the time is spent in the shop. If we could create a third half of time, I think we'd have more opportunities for actual product testing, product development, things like that.
I saw that you got some attention from Burton Snowboards. Tell me about that connection in Vermont.
Burton, they're the industry leader in snowboarding worldwide, and we actually connected a couple years ago with one of their independent sales reps who's on the other side of the lake in Chicago. His nephew was in our initial Gone Boarding class. He got wind of it actually over a Thanksgiving meal that they were having. His name is Matt Hoffman. He reached out to us and said, hey, what you guys are doing is unbelievable. How can I get involved? How can I help you guys out? Because at that point, we were still kind of in the fledgling stages of the class. That relationship has grown over the last couple years. What it did is turned into a visit by myself and 11 of our students to the Burton headquarters in Vermont. We were able to tour their entire facility, speak to a lot of their engineers, their designers. We're actually able to meet the owner and founder of the company, Jake Burton. And there's some really cool things in the works there in terms of partnerships between our Gone Boarding program and the Burton Snowboard Company. So we can't disclose everything that's going on there at this time, but I see some really positive things moving forward.
Oh, you can tell us. We won't tell anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, we will tell you the kids are ecstatic, and the number of students has increased in their interest for the class, and they're kind of chomping at the bit and trying to get in while we have the class running already, so it's pretty cool.
How do the kids feel about using their own boards, the ones they built, versus something that they could buy at a sporting goods store?
That is the best. It doesn't matter, how tough the kid is or what image they try to portray. As soon as they get on a board they've made, it's like a little kid at Christmas. It's pure pride, pure joy, and just that satisfaction. And it makes teaching worthwhile, I will tell you. They feel proud of themselves. They're using something that's now going to be a part of their life, not just, sit on a shelf or be a display.
I wanted to ask you about that. How does taking this class affect the kid's idea about a future career?
There aren't really any feeders really from high schools. And now a lot of them are thinking that way. We have a couple of kids that have joined our class because they want to dive into that realm.
And I think there are so many different careers that are available in the action sports industry. That was something that our kids, their eyes were opened up to at Burton. I mean, every company like that, it's not just the glamorous professional riders that have jobs. You've got finance guys, you have marketing people, you have art designers, you've got all these different opportunities. And our kids are, I think they came in thinking that they were going to get some industrial design experience and they were going to get obviously some physical activity. But through a process of evolution here, they're getting business communications, they're getting science, they're getting math. And the beauty of it is they don't even realize they're getting it. So we don't have to force feed knowledge and information to these kids. They're going out and they're discovering it on their own, which we can sit back and say, wow, these kids really get it. And it's a pleasure to kind of be the facilitators of this program.
That's Bill Curtis and Bruce McCartney, the creators of the Gone Boarding class at Forest Hills Eastern High in Grand Rapids. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thank you very much, Lester.
You bet, Lester. Have a great day.